Yeah, NBA Australia, how are you going?
How you going? Hope you're alright. It's NBA Australia, it's Wednesday hump day,
March 14, all day, and I'm your host, James Clements. I'm the editor of a good website, but also you can see me on the official AFL Supercoach podcast. You can also see me on AFL Today. That's a good show. Go subscribe to it on YouTube. And subscribe to this one on YouTube as well. You can see me do this. It's chaos. Standing here with the sick background in the studio. Loving it. That's right, I am in the Codebed Studios, aka the James Clements Excellence in Podcasting Memorial Studio. We are talking very quickly today, the Kawhi Leonard bouncing mid-game kind of stuff today. SGA doing a bit of stat padding. OG's back. The Magic extended Mosley. But more importantly, we're giving it our three-quarter of the way through the season awards. But then also, who the award should go to, you know what I'm saying? So that'll be fun. But we've got the game wraps from today's games. There were some chaotic results. We've got That's Not a Knife, All Mate, No Mate, Spud of the Night, Better Than Lonzo Ball, got some Yanazi, Unpopular Opinion of the Day, and our back take, yes, where we're serving up a flame grill take. That is actually the three-quarter season awards, just saying. There's an Andrew Gaze Grey Mumber Award, and we'll have a look at the Aussies in the Australian Player Watch, but also a pick and preview for a big, big, big Thursday night slate. There's a lot going on tomorrow. So, that'll be fun. Trust me. So hang out, strap in, and let's bloody go. It's episode 1052 of NBA Australia. Let's go!
This is Joe Ingles, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
Watch out for the Shaq attack.
You better, I guess. Especially if you're Adam Lefko. Shaq just left him hanging today on Inside the NBA. There is nothing worse. Well, there's a few things worse, but there aren't too many things worse than watching somebody just left hanging when they go for a fist bump. Especially when that person is not that famous and the other person is very famous. So, pour one out for Adam Lefko. That was bloody tough to see. Right, let's get into today's news. The way we start every show here at NBA Australia is with the daily... It's a whip around. I've gotten better at getting the whip crack sound back. Just doing it because the old mouth surgery and the bone graft has sort of reduced in size down to manageable levels. So it's pretty good. It goes okay. Kawhi. Bounced mid-game today with back spasms. Landed weird, looked funky, felt uncomfortable sitting on the bench, tried to go back and was just like, nah, I'm out of here. It felt weird watching it going, is he just going? He's like, I got to go home. I need to lie down. I need an adult. It was very strange, but it's also Kawhi. So, par for course. Speaking of injuries, Steph Curry's still out. He's not playing in the Dallas game tomorrow. He's been cleared to actually resume being on court and doing the on-court activities. They're going to get him rejoining with the team practice in LA. So he might come back for the Lakers game on the weekend. So that's kind of nice. And the Warriors kind of need it. Just saying. The OG Anunoby, he's back though. And how? God, the Knicks were good dismantling the Sixers today. We'll get to that in a second. And the other little bits of injury news. Şengün, we talked about this yesterday. It turns out the big Turk has got a grade 3 right ankle sprain. He's going to miss several weeks. A tremendous sigh of relief, but it means his regular season is basically dunskies. The other little bit on top of that is that Karl Anthony Towns underwent the little bit of surgery, bro. She's just having a little bit of surgery. It's okay. But he had a little bit of surgery. He's going to be reevaluated in 4 weeks. What happens in 4 weeks, Jim? I don't know. The playoffs start. But the way the Wolves look today, it might not matter. Just saying. So Kawhi goes out today. I hit on this a couple of days ago, right? That it's a weird point in the season where you got a month left and this is the exact moment where you suddenly get a slew of injuries after a hard bit of hard yakka. But it's also weird because it sort of comes just after the All-Star break where everyone's had like a little bit of time off. And then sort of the question that is always sitting there in the back of my mind is it too much time off or not enough? Because it doesn't seem like the right amount at the moment, considering we keep losing dudes. It's a bit shit. Yeah, it's a bit weird. So Kawhi getting hurt, just not cool. Şengün going down, that was a bit of a freak one, but still. And the last little bit at the end, Jamal Mosley got a 4-year extension from the Orlando Magic men, which is pretty cool. So he's been extended through the 2027-28 season as the head coach with a 4-year contract extension there in Orlando. Not bloody bad. He's, what are they, 37-28 at the moment. They're fifth place in the East, and he's feeling pretty good about it. It's kind of nice too, because I think he's done a pretty bloody good job. There's been some question marks here and there, but this Orlando team, kicking ass and taking names. Right, let's do some game wraps.
Game wraps.
That's right, the game wraps from today. Philly got kicked the shit out of by the New York Knickerbockers of New York City. Hilarious game. Sixers managed 14 points in the first quarter, came flying back. Maxey was like, let's have him, get him, boys. And then they weren't very much in the hunt anymore. The Knicks just went on a massive run, blew them out in the second half, and it was all over Red Rover. 106-79. My favorite part of this game.
Oh, geez, Jim, was it when Kelly Oubre nearly killed Isaiah Hartenstein?
No. It was when they had a graphic at the halftime, during the halftime show, saying, where is Tobias Harris? And I'm like, I've been saying this for years. Bloke was 0 of 3 at the half. He was better in the second half. He went 1 of 3. Brutal. Anyway, a bit of a run there to scare him, but whatever. This is like the thing when you look at a game like this, the Sixers and that perimeter talent where it's all offense, right? It's Buddy Hield, it's Kelly Oubre, it's Tyrese Maxey. And you're like, yeah, that's never going to work against the Knicks perimeter defensive talent, especially when they get the OG Anunoby back, right? You've got Josh Hart out there carving him up for a triple-double, which we'll get to in a second. You've got Jalen Brunson, you got OG, you got Dante DiVincenzo, but the defensive wings of the Knicks are going to eat up these one-way Philly perimeter players, and that's exactly what happened. 19 for Oubre, 17 and 4 for Maxey, but he shot 6 of 14, 9 points on 4 of 11 for Hield. And without Embiid, you're like, this is gross. Tobias Harris, as mentioned, 1 of 6 for 2 points. He's going to pop up again later. Hashtag spoiler alert. The Knickerbockers of New York City, however, Josh Hart could have had the 2020-10. But as he said after the game, one Thomas Thibodeau sat him. And it's like, that's the first time Josh Hart sat at the end of a game because Tibbs is usually busy running him into the ground. But Hart ends up with a 20-19-10 triple-double. MSG saluting him. That was awesome. Brunson had 20 points, 4 rebounds and 9 assists as well. Shot 4 of 8 from downtown. 14 for the OG in his return. And 16 for Dante DiVincenzo. Had 4 made threes as well. Knickerbockers, big win for them. This is just a real kick in the guts for the Sixers. Because the Knicks are now 38-27. The Knicks, 38-27. What am I using my words properly? The Knickerbockers are 38-27. The Sixers are 36-29. And where does that knock the Sixers down to, Jim? 7th. I'm like the squid there. I can count. That's 7. That's right, buddy. You're done good. To be honest, he can count. He's more of a math magician than me. Washington got straight killed by Memphis 109-97 because only one team tried. That would be the Grizzlies. That would be the team that outscored the other team by 17 points in the second quarter and ran away with it because the Wizards are 1-2-3 Cancun already with a month to go. The good, if you're going to take any sort of silver linings from this, all four of you Wizard fans out there, Corey Kispert is showing signs. He had 22 points. He went 5-7 from 3. Danny Avdija continued his very good season. He had 16. Kuzma had 24-7-5. Not a winning player. And Jordan Poole, 10 points on 11 shots. But Jim, Kuzma already won a title and so did Poole. Yeah, that might be the problem. Talk about entitled. Like the Wizards just have that air of like, I don't have to fucking prove anything. Bro, your team's 11-54. You've got plenty to prove. Anyway, the Grizzlies. This is a team Like, if you could transplant this heart into the Wizards team, they'd be unbeatable. Because the Grizz, they give their absolute all, which is the opposite of the Wizards, which give fuck all. So Jemison, Trey Jemison had 24-6. GG Jackson, he had 19. Jake LaRavia had 16-13 for the Duckman. They were missing an absolute ridiculous 13 players on the injury report for tonight's game against the Wizards. And they're only underdogs by 2.5 points. It's because the Wizards have got no fucking heart. Anyway, that means that the Memphis Grizzlies are now 23-43, Washington 11-54. Hilarious. Indy pulled off a big surprise win over the Oklahoma City Thunder, the top of the West Thunder, 121-111. Now, no Jalen Williams, J-Dub. Which begs the question, no J-Dub, no Thunder, question mark? No question, no, maybe, perhaps, question mark? I don't know. It was, I think, an ankle sprain for Jalen Williams, right? And you're like, yeah, this is, he warmed up, but he just sort of looked a bit gimpy, right? And you're like, yeah, don't risk it. That's fine. You're on top of the West. It's okay. But this is a big win for Indy, B, a bit of a kick in the dick for the old Thunder, but they shot 10% better than the Thunder overall, 54% to 43. That's 11, actually, Jim. Despite only going 9-28 from three. 9-28 from three. This is an Indiana Pacers team that has, like, all they do is bomb threes and score a shit ton of points. They still got to 121, but they outscored the Thunder 72-52 in the paint. Not bad. It's good to see SGA do some stat padding as well. He intentionally fouled Andrew Nembhard to get the ball back to get his 30. It's a bit weird. We'll talk about that again later. But anyway, look, outside of SGA, the Thunder just had nothing. Giddey had 15-7-3. He was a plus 2 in 28 minutes in a game they lost by 10. I don't know about you, Mark Dagano, but maybe, just maybe, you play the old Weet-Bix kid a little bit more than 28 minutes when you don't have J-Dub and good things are happening. 15-13 for Chet, 18 for Dort. SJ with a 30-point, 10-rebound, 5-assist, 2-steal and 1-block game. And it wasn't enough because he actually had a weirdly inefficient night. 12-27 from the floor, 1-7 from downtown. Not a 3-point shooter that often, the old SGA. So it was a bit weird. Pacers, 24 points, 4 assists and 4 blocks from Miles Turner. Absolutely ate up Chet. 18-11-4 game for Siakam. And Halliburton had 18-12 with 2 steals and 2 blocks because he's a weapon. Naismith had 15. And he had a fun game, didn't he, Naismith? 14-5 for Nembhard. Because Naismith also, I think, got. Or was it Naismith who got SGA, I think? Yeah, it was pretty weird. Good times, weird game. And Indy now moved to 37-29, which actually gets them back up into the top 6 in the East, ahead of the Sixers with that loss. The Thunder, 45-20, still on top of the West, but tied with the Denver Nuggets. Oh boy, at 45-20. Houston held on against the San Antonio Bandera Spurs, 103-101. No Şengün and the Rockets just eked it out at the end. Wemby got messed up by the Rooster, Jock Landau. And the Rockets won down the stretch with the free throws just sort of keeping him off. They didn't bloody cover though, did they, Jim? No. Wemby played, had a shocker. 13 points on 5 of 12 shooting, 2 of 7 from downtown. There's going to be a point where we go, Wemby, you're 7'40". What are you doing taking so many threes when you're not hitting them all, you dickhead? And everyone's going to go, all right, but he's very good, so shut the fuck up. 10 rebounds, 6 assists and 2 blocks as well. Trey Jones at 24-5, 21-8-2 for Jeremy Sochan. I enjoyed my Draymond Green Pokemon rant yesterday about Jeremy Sochan. The Rockets, Fred VanVleet, the Fighting VanVleet, had 21-7-7. 16 from Jalen Green on a classic Jalen Green. Hey, boys, I helped. And everyone's like, did you? Did you really, Jalen? He shot 5 of 16. Gross. So not good. And Jabari Smith. Every time. Jabari Smith Jr., 15-9. 14 for Dylan Brooks. The Rooster, 11-4-5. Season high for Jock Landale. You love to see that. Houston moved to 30-35 now. San Antonio, 14-52. Boston kicked the shit out of Utah without Jaylen Brown, without the extreme Zinger meal, and without Al Horford. So Jaylen was out with his back. Zinger was out with the hammy, and no Al Horford because of a toe. No hassles. That's what was all that really mattered, really. Tatum went kapow. The Celtics had 44 points in the first quarter. And the Jazz just wouldn't piss off, though. Clarkson ripped off, like, a bunch of points at the end of that third quarter. They had, like, an 11-3 run. And then the Celtics went, all right, we're fucking done pissing off and screwing around. They forced 12 straight empty possessions for the Jazz, went on a 20-0 run. It was a two-point game. Like, the Jazz were down two. It was 93-91, and the Jazz didn't score again until there was 5.5 minutes left in the fourth quarter, and they were down 20. J'ai brutal. J'ai brutal. 20 made threes to the Celtics as well. 22-8 on second chance points. Keontae George was awesome again. God, he's good. 26 for him. He's going to pop up again later. The Sex Man had 20 points, 7 rebounds and 5 assists, and Clarkson had 21. But without Lowry, that's a girl's name, Markkanen, and a bunch of their other dudes, Tyler Hendricks, and just they don't have a giant amount of depth or good players. So it gets a bit hard for the Jazz sometimes to beat a half-decent team like the Celtics. The C's, Tatum was massive. He had 38. Absolutely fantastic without Jaylen Brown out there. Derek White went 7-11 from downtown as well. He had 24, 16-5-8 for Jrue Holiday. And a couple of starters out there in Luke Kornet. Oh, love a good Kornet-o. 12-9-6. And Sam Hauser went 4-11 from 3 for 14 points. Love to see it. Boston now 51-14. Utah 28-37. Very sneaky. Well, not so sneaky, but just an absolute tank job now. The Utah Jazz fade the Yaz. Minnesota, they went into LA and were getting their ass kicked. Kawhi then left with his back thing and the Clippers completely fell apart. End up losing this one 118-100. From when Kawhi left after the first quarter, the Clippers were outscored 97-66. Now, I'm no math magician, but if you get outscored by 31 points, you're probably going to lose. And that's what happened. The Clippers, Paul George fell apart, 5-11 shooting for him. Ends up with 22 points because he at least got to the line. But Harden shot 4-10 for 12 points, 7 assists, 4 turnovers. Norm Powell at 11. This is the big question now. Obviously, no Kawhi, no Clippers. And you're meant to have these built-in redundancies, right? When you've got Harden, when you've got Paul George. But if you don't have Rusty there as well, like, this was brutal. Minnesota just went absolutely ham on their ass. Ant-Man was incredible. He had 37. He's going to pop up again in a second. But for me, it was Conley and Nickey Alexander-Walker. Absolute found money with Carl Anthony Towns not out there, obviously. McDaniels had a Barry Crocker shocker of a game. But it didn't matter because Conley was just like had an out-of-body experience, shot 9 of 15 in his 27 minutes. He had 23 points, 3 rebounds and 3 assists, 5 of 8 from 3. And then Nickey Alexander-Walker shot 9 of 10, including 5 of 6 from 3 for 28 points. Ridiculous gear, especially when Jaden McDaniels is going 0 for 8. Slow-mo had 10, 5 and 7. Rudy Gobert, the Stafford Tower, had 8 points, 11 rebounds and 2 blocks. But yeah, pretty handy when Conley and Nick Alexander-Walker back up, you know, Ant-Man's 37. So good win, I'll tell you what, in this, especially in the scheme of things. The Clippers, we talked about this when we did the Monday show, the breakdown of the standings, right? So the Clippers could easily chase down the Wolves because they're playing them 3 times. Well, now the Wolves have won one of those after the Clippers were kicking the shit out of them during this game. So the Clippers are now 3 games back of the Wolves. They've got to play two more times. The Clippers have now got to probably go, hang on a second, we're going to be much more worried about fucking fending off the Pelicans who are only 2 games behind us in the 4 spot. So that's what they're going to focus on. Whereas the Wolves are half game back of the Thunder and Nuggets, the Thunder Nuggets. That's called pooping. That's what I had to deal with the squid number 2 this morning. Just a couple of Thunder Nuggets in that nappy. Anyway, good stuff for the Wolves, 45-21. Clippers, 41-23. And then finally, Sacramento. Hey, Jim, did you nail this one?
Yes.
They kicked the crap out of the Milwaukee Bucks, 129-94.
Why was that, Jim?
Well, I'll tell you. I'll tell you what I told you yesterday. Dame Lillard doesn't play any defense. Not only does he not play any defense, he shit on the court on the one end of the floor. And the rest of the team goes, ah, this is not very good. We've got to clean up every fuck up this guy makes. And if he's going to have a shit offensive game, we're completely fucked. And that's what happened in this one. absolutely what I said yesterday. Fox completely cooked Dame. Dame couldn't make him pay on the other end, missed fucking everything. And that means a kapow, kapow, kapow. You had the Souvlaki King just fucking delighting and dunking on Brook Lopez any chance he got. And every time Milwaukee threatened, the Kings just responded. Like, they had a little bit of a run at the end of the third quarter, got it back down to 17. You're like, as I've said time and time again, there is no more dangerous lead in the NBA than the Sacramento Kings up 20. Today, the Kings went, fuck you, Jim. The Bucks defense is that bad that we're just going to keep torching them. They ripped off the 7-0 run at the start of the fourth quarter. That was basically it. They're up 24 and they just ran away with it. The Bucks, Giannis had 30, 13, and 4. Not bad. Dame, 2 of 12. Blah! He had Beasley, 11 points on 4 of 13 shooting. Blah! Meanwhile, the Kings shot 53% and 18 of 40 on threes. Monk was unreal, 25 points for him. The Souvlaki King had 22, 11, and 8. And Fox had 29, 6, and 7. Shot 4 of 5 from 3 and 11 of 17 from the floor. What do I keep saying? Back the point guard that's playing is Dame Lillard. And especially when Dame Lillard plays on the West Coast, he fucking hates it. That's a sneaky one for you too. The Kings now 37 and 27. Milwaukee, 42 and 24. Right. Who is the NBA Australia approved performer of the night?
That's not a knife. That's a knife.
That's a knife. Josh Hart. Anytime you get the ovation from MSG as a Knickerbocker, that's got to feel like the best thing in the fucking world. It's basically if you're kind of rooting Sydney Sweeney or something. You're like, yep, tick that one off. It's pretty good. 2019 and 10 for the legend. I love, like, I've always had a long time soft spot for Josh Hart. If only because in terms of fantasy, he's like the best rebounding guard in the NBA. But also plays his heart out, ironically. 8 of 16 from the floor today. Only 1 of 6 from 3, but still got the 20-point, 19-rebound, 10-assist mark. 1 steal, 1 block, 1 turnover, a plus 32 against the Sixers. You'll love to see it. But, of course, Ant-Man, his 37 was sick. 8 rebounds, 4 assists, 15 of 29 from the floor, completely took over that game. He's flexing, he's blocking shit, he's getting it all out of there. Just an absolute superstar turn by Anthony Edwards. You'll love to see those. And same with Tatum, 38 points. It was against the Jazz, but it was a sneaky letdown spot for the Celtics, right? 5-game road trip. The Jazz, they can put up points out of nowhere very quickly. And Tatum went, we don't have Jaylen. We don't have Zinger. We don't have Al. All right, fuck it. Here's 38. Boom. Pretty big. Who was the spud of the night, though?
Spud, 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 it is spud of the night.
Spud of the night. Tobias Harris, the never nude. What are you doing, Tobias? All right, Tobias, we're going to play the Knickerbockers tonight. All right, buddy, we need, can you get us 18 points? He's like, you got it, boss. 2 points. It's like, but no, Tobias, I said 18. He's like, I said, you got it, boss. 2 points. 1 of 6. The bloke's getting paid $35 million. Not $35. $35 million to play basketball for the Philadelphia 76ers. 1 of 6 from the floor. 0 of 2 from 3. He was bloody horrible. We've also got a couple of other ones. As I mentioned, McDaniels goes 0 of 8 for the Wolves. Dame, 2 of 12. Absolutely gross territories today. For Damian Lillard, which, look, I love me a bit of Dame Lillard. Don't get me wrong. But 2 of 12 in a game against, like, De'Aaron Fox, not the world's greatest defender. I mean, it's just brutal. Alec Burks went 1 of 6 as well. Tyus Jones went 1 of 9. But, yeah, that Jaden McDaniels 0 of 8 was pretty tough. But I would very much like to thank our man in Amsterdam, Malik Beasley. Because he shot 4 of 12 from the floor, but he also went and shot. What did he shoot from 3, Jim?
Chill!
That's right, he went and shot 311 from downtown. Thank you very much, Malik Beasley. you certified NBA Australia legend. Who's old mate? No mates. Wait, that's the wrong button. I got to turn up.
Old mate, no mate.
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 I mean, it's obviously like Tobias Harris getting paid fuckloads of money for doing fuck all. Giannis is going to be sitting there, Dame. Where the dude? We came out west and you just disappeared. Didn't you used to play in Portland, bro? But I think the big one is like John Wall talking with Mike Miller, talking about like, you know, his struggles, his mental health struggles. And John Wall's been really, really, really open about this. And it's just like this sort of constant reminder, like if you are struggling with this sort of shit, fucking talk it out. Always talk it out. Talk to those around you. Like we're always here. Everyone can like, you know, bend an ear, have a chat. And it's really bracing to hear like John Wall talk about this really in depth, talking about like suicide ideation and all this sort of shit. It's just, it's really, really brutal. And this is a dude who made all the goddamn money in the world, number one pick, incredible career. Yeah, injuries got him down, all this sort of shit, right? And it's just, you can sort of see that mental health struggles hit anybody, and we all know that. So just remember, if anything like that's going on, fucking talk it out, mate. Simple as that. You can always DM your mate, Jim. But yeah, go check that out. John Wall having a chat with Mike Miller. And yeah, it's pretty bracing, but it's pretty interesting. Just saying. All right, Pantsing in the Night. Pantsing the Night, Oubre, as I mentioned earlier, absolutely deleted. Isaiah Hartenstein, hello. Naismith got SGA pretty nicely as well. But doesn't it feel like the Grizzlies just, the absolute collective pantsing of the Wizards was pretty ridiculous. 13 players they didn't have ready for this game. And they're like, if you just look at the team list of the Grizzlies, you're like, geez, yeah, that team shouldn't win too many games, eh? And you're like, yeah, they shouldn't. Especially against a team like the Wizards, which is made up of like, I don't know, Kuzma and Poole. Poole was horrible, 10 points on 11 shots. But Bilal Koulibaly, 3 of 10. You've got Danny Avdija, Corey Kispert. You got some dudes who, you know, pretty high draft picks. And then you look at the Grizzlies and they're starting, like this is literally the Memphis Hustle featuring Luke Kennard today. It's Santi Aldama, it's Trey Jamison, it's John Conker, it's Jordan Goodwin. It's like, these are literally G League players, man. Wendon Gabriel, Jake LaRavia, our man GG Jackson. That is an absolute collective pantsing of the Washington Wizards as a franchise. And finally, better than Lonzo Ball.
Lonzo was the best player in high school. He was the best player in college. You think you're going to get to the pros and be like, I made it to the pros, now I can be average. You're coming for everybody.
Coming for everybody. I tell you what, Trey Jemison, for those self-same Memphis Grizzlies, bang, 24 points, 6 rebounds, 2 blocks, 11 of 13 from the floor. 11 of 13. The bloke barely missed, 2 of 2 from the free throw line as well. 26 for Keontae George, 6 assists, 1 rebound, 9 of 17 from the floor, and 5 of 10 from downtown. I love this because Keontae George, he has games like this where you're like, this dude is an absolute fucking flat out killer. He is absolutely brutal. And he just keeps in like knocking in threes like he did today, putting up big, big stat lines. Like Keontae George is a weapon and I love watching him play. So you're watching him going against this. He also had a like sick block. Well, who was that on? I can't remember. Let's have a look. I was on Pritchard. Oh no. That's a Panson as well. How did I miss that one? Anyway, but Keontae George is a weapon. Love that. Dude is super dangerous and keeps just knocking in threes. That dude rules. There you go. He's special. All right. Keontae George, 26. Trey Jemison, 24, 6 and 2. All both better than Lonzo Ball. All right, let's do some yeah-nahs. Right after, let's say this.
This is Cam Glidden.
This is Anthony Drimmick.
This is Mitch McCarron.
This is Jason Kadee.
This is Darryl McDonald.
Hey guys, this is Hugh Greenwood.
Yo, what's going on?
This is Ellie.
This is Mark Worthington.
or commonly known as Wurtho, and you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
And you're listening to NBA Australia.
You're listening to NBA Australia.
All right, let's do it. Let's do some Yenars brought to you by the NBA Australia Shop. Get your merch. Get your merch. Go on. NBAAustralia.com/shop or just click through on the socials and away you go. Get a hoodie. Get a t-shirt. Get a coffee mug. Get a stubby holder. You can start your day right and then finish it off. Even better. Right. Some Yenars. Here we go. Other big men are going to keep... Well, hang on a second. Let's try to say this properly. Other big men are going to continue to keep trying to fuck Wemby up, huh? Yeah, nah. Yeah. You saw it today. The Rooster loved every second of trying to ruin Wemby's day. We've seen it time and time again for these Spurs. They just sort of cop it every so often from the opposing big men because the other big men are like, yeah, this French kid, I don't know, man. We saw Trayce Jackson-Davis Davis go at him as well. You love that. You've got Souvlaki King trying to eat him up the other day as well. I think, actually, no. Did he miss that Wemby? Whatever. But I like the big men are just like, that's kind of cute, this tall, big, gangly-ass French dude. But also, kapow! That's awesome. So you're going to keep seeing that. And I think you're going to get more and more of it too as the season sort of, you know, grinds to an end. Am I upset about the stat padding from SGA today? Yeah, nah. I love it. I love stat padding if you're on a good team. If you're on a shit team, it's a bit weird. Look, I know that you need to make your money, but at the same time, you've probably got a guaranteed contract if you're, I don't know, Jordan Poole. If you're not Jordan Poole, have at it. If you don't have a guaranteed contract, get your shots up. That's fine. You know why? Because it's what I would do. If I had the ability, I'd be like, fuck yes, I want 30 points. But Jim, you've got 28. I don't care. I want 30. I've got an average to keep up. It's a bit harder. It looks cooler when I've averaged 31 fucking points a game. So I can't get upset at SGA for stat padding. I thought it was cool. IMB, Ian Matthew Bassett, one of the great painters out there. I don't want to overreact, but a plus minus of 15 in a game they won by a point over the Spurs means that Jock Landale is better than Wemby. Yeah, nah. Look, it's not much of an overreaction. I think, yeah, nah. Jock, look, this is why that first question was there, right? The other big men, Jock reveled in having a crack at Wemby. It was really fun to watch. You're going to keep seeing it. But it's also one of those ones where you go, Jock, as we mentioned on yesterday's show, in terms of the beneficiaries of like the Şengün injury, it's Landale, hands down, right? Because he played a shit ton of minutes today, had the season high in points. We'll get to that in the Australian Player Watch again. But it just means that he gets to showcase his wares because of his four-year contract, of which only this year was guaranteed. So he's made his, you know, $8.2 million or whatever for this season. But the rest of that contract is a team option, team option, team option. So just be nice if he sort of played himself into a bit of a backup contract there again, whether it be in Houston, but they've got Steven Adams still in the books. They've still got Boban floating around, don't they? So it would be a sort of a strange one, but it just means that he can at least showcase his wares, and I'm really happy with that. So let's go rock 'em, sock 'em, block 'em, jock 'em, Landale. Give him hell. Let's check that Houston Rockets depth chart. Yeah. They've still got Boban, and I'm pretty sure that the trade for the old Steven Adams was there, so... Nice one, bro. Nice one. But Jock Landau, loving this. Jason Walters. Hey there, Jimmy. Got a yeah nah for you. Will Jimmy figure out how to use the buttons on the CodeBet board before the end of the season? Yeah nah, fucking Jesus. Yeah nah, nah. I mean, I keep looking at the thing. I wander over and go, oh, I didn't even know what that one does. So it's cooked. It's cooked, mate. Thank you, Jace. Appreciate it, mate. What about the unpopular opinion of the day?
Now look at me, please. Look at me. Look at me. Look at me.
I love, love, love that Wemby was like, yeah, getting dunked on is nothing. It's part of the game. Well, this is how he said it. He said it in French, apparently. Getting dunked on is nothing. Huh? It is part of the game. I dunk on a lot of people and a lot of people dunk on me too. But I think I block more often than I get dunked on. So that is positive. I fucking love that approach. Look, you would never hear an American player say that shit. You know what I'm saying? I fucking love Wemby, and I love that approach. He's like, yeah, I'm going to get dunked on because I fucking love blocking the shit out of these dickheads. And also, I dunk on shit tons of people as well. If I dunk and dunk on more people and block more people than I get dunked on, that's a win. Love it. Absolutely love it. All right. Let's do some three-quarter season awards, 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 awards. In Outback Takehouse. That's right. It's Wednesday at Outback. That means it's hump day. So we went into the Outback, caught a couple of camels, and boom, rump hump steak only at Outback. You know those feral camels that you see just wandering the desert? We brought down a couple. Tell you what, fucking stringy bastards, but still goes all right as a flame grilled take. And today's flame grilled take is, here's your three-quarter season award winners. The MVP is Nikola Jokic, but it should be SGA. The rookie of the year is Wemby, but it should be Chet. And if not, it could be Brandon Miller. But really, it's probably Jaime Jaquez. The most improved winner is Tyrese Maxey, but he shouldn't win that. Again. Blake was already an all-star. What are you doing? It should have been Sengun, but now he's been injured. You know who should win it? Rock'em, sock'em, block'em, jock'em, Landale's to lose now down the stretch. Sixth man of the year should be Malik Monk, but it should actually be Naz Reid. Mark Dagenau is going to win coach of the year, but it should be Joey Muzz. I love you, Jason. Jason, I love you, man. Do you want to watch The Fucking Town with me, bro? Bro, I fucking love that movie. Have you, Jason, how many times have you watched The Town this week? Because I've watched it 7 times this week. I did some fucking judo, then I watched The Town twice. It was fucking sick, man. Defensive player of the year will be Rudy Gobert, but it should be Bam Adebayo. And the worst bloke of the year award is easily just going to go to Draymond Green. The toughest injury of the year so far is definitely Joel Embiid, but also the lamest injury of the year has got to go to, pull one out, for Box Hill Benny, and he's smashed out back. The bloke you're going to go get a beer with definitely this year has got to go easily at the three-quarter mark too, Paddy Thrills Mills. But if you're going to twist my bloody arm, I'm going to sit down with Josh Giddey and go, hey Josh, what the fuck was going on there, mate? Only at Outback. And there's your three-quarter season award winners. Tell you what, Australian Player Watch, really easy today. We had Giddey go off in that Pacers game. But as mentioned, it's like he'll play like a shit ton of minutes one time and then sort of it all just fall apart and he doesn't get back out there. But he shot 7 of 15 today for his 15 points, 1 and 2 from downtown. Didn't get to the free throw line, which is always a bit of a eh. He had 4 offensive rebounds, ends up with 7 total. He had 3 assists as well with the 1 turnover. He was a +2 in a game they lost by 10. Don't know about you, but in terms of the fact that he and Jalen Williams were +5 and +2, and Gordy Hayward was a +2 in his 30 minutes. Just saying, play Gidsmore. Come on, Mike Duggan. Rock'em, sock'em, block'em, jock'em, Landau the Rooster. Season high, 11 points in his 26 minutes. Still coming off the bench because the Rockets started Jabari Smith Jr. and also Amen Thompson alongside their battery of guards in Dylan Brooks, Fred VanVleet, and Jalen Green. But Rock'em, sock'em, block'em, jock'em, Landau played 26 minutes off the bench. He was a +15 in the game they won by 2. He had 11 points, 5 of 8 from the floor, 1 of 2 from downtown. You love to see that. Bang. Gooseneck. 4 rebounds, 5 assists, 2 steals and a block. Filled up the stat sheet. He had 4 fouls and a turnover. Still, good game. You love to see it from the Rooster. And I believe that was all the Aussies in action today because we had no Magic game. We had no Miami game. Obviously, no Box Hill Benny anyway. No Dallas game. No Pelicans and no Portland. So, quick Andrew Gaze Grey Mumba Award for outstanding achievement in the field of excellence to pour one out, I think, this as well, which is a bit of a shame, but you get that on the big job sometimes once I figure out. See, I don't know where any of the buttons are. Andrew Gaze Grey Mumba. Ba, 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 ba. Outstanding achievement in the field of Excellent. So, yeah, clap it up, because I'll tell you what, we had a cool stat just screw right over the top of everybody. Şengün, Elprin Şengün, a.k.a. Jokic from Wish, became the youngest player in NBA history to average 25-5. 20 points, 5 rebounds, 5 assists on 50% shooting as well. Not bloody bad. Not bloody bad. It just sort of sucks that Rock'em Sock'em Block'em Jock'em Landau stuck behind him. But now with Şengün out, we can at least see if Landau can, you know, get some other teams to kick the tires on him and bring him over. All right, Patty Mills Game Day Baller Game Day Twitter check-in. I can't believe I don't even have the Patty Mills music on this one. But anyway, we actually had some Jock Landau posts today, didn't we? Let's have a look. There we go. Just rocket emoji. Him yelling, him having a hang with his mates, him walking in with that coffee cup. But also, he did the something about young creatives in Melbourne for International Women's Day. Oh, it's his missus. Love that. The girl boss vibes were high as the guest list, which comprised of content creator Jess Elizzi, recruitment agency owner Maddie Devereaux, emerging co-lenders, founders of gifting business Arte Gifting, Georgia Garneau and India Madern. Well, that's nice. Good job. He's upping the misses. Good job, Jock. And also, he's big upping the Gales, St. Mary's, when they go to the Vegas WCC. So, cool. It's pretty good. But also, Patty's got a shit ton of stuff up now too, so go check him out. Let's do some game previews.
Game previews. Game previews.
Thanks, Inadvertent Bane.
Not a problem, Jim. How's it all going?
Oh, yeah. Not bad. I'm going to go to the United game tonight against the Hawks. That'll be fun. But before then, we actually smashed the picks today. Minnesota killed us right at the end. We nailed the Sacramento pick yesterday. Missed out on the Clippers. Smashed the Boston pick. Houston just missed out. OKC missed out, but we nailed Memphis and we nailed the Knicks. So what's that? 4 of 7. That's all right. You'll take that. Tomorrow, though, what games have we got? We've got plenty, too, as I mentioned, right? We've got Toronto at Detroit. Toronto, similar to Utah, Toronto have also got they owe their first round to San Antonio if it doesn't go top 7. Toronto, we talked about this yesterday. They're just sort of going, oh, yeah. These dudes aren't playing. Hooray. Talk about Q in the rack. Detroit, however, are just going at it because they're already the worst team in the NBA. So I'm going to go the Pistons. They're actually favorited at home as well. The old Dwayne Casey Bowl, this one. Toronto versus Detroit. Let's go the Pistons -2.5. Brooklyn, they go to Orlando. Brooklyn don't have their own pick, so they will keep trying. Unfortunately, they're also a bit shit. The tricky one is Orlando, 7.5-point favorites at home. The Magic are really good at covering the spread, but the Magic also don't have guards. So we might have to go Brooklyn +7.5, but I think Orlando can still win this game. I just think that, yeah, it'd be a lot of Franz Wagner, hello, Paolo. A lot of Mo Wagner as well. I think they just get over the hump, but Brooklyn, you could probably see Schroeder going hammer and tongs against his old mate Mo Wagner as well and his old German teammates. So Brooklyn +7.5 in Orlando. Chicago, they go to Indy. This is a weird matchup. Like Indy obviously just played today. They beat OKC. I don't mind Chicago getting Indy on a back-to-back. Chicago are just sort of playing very weird games. Kobe White will love letting it loose against Indy. And I think Chicago could probably just put up enough points to at least cover this one against Indy. Let's go Chicago +4.5 on the road in Indy. Miami host Denver. This is a fascinating matchup. Replay of the finals. You might remember that. The Miami Heat +4.5 at home. I actually don't mind the Heat at home. Denver, you've got Joker versus Bam. You've got Butler versus MPJ and co. But with Rose out there, I think Miami can give this a bit of a shake. So give me Miami +4.5. Charlotte, they go to Memphis. Now, there's another team that just stinks at the moment. But Memphis played today. Can Memphis back it up with all these G League players out there? The Memphis Hustle against the Hornets. I think the Hornets can just eke out a bullshit win out of nowhere. But the problem is Charlotte don't really want to win. So it's hard, but I'm going to go Memphis +1.5. Charlotte, though, what is that? It's like Spindles, Miller, Miles Bridges. Oh, they might be a little bit too good. Nah, all right, screw it. We're going back. We're going Charlotte minus 1.5. This is where the season gets tough, where we're picking teams that don't have much to play for. Like, what's their motivation? Let's go Charlotte minus 1.5. New Orleans, they're 6.5-point favorites against the Cleveland Cavaliers. But the Pels are at home. I'm going to take the Pelicans. Too big and too good for Cleveland. Golden State go to Dallas. Golden State don't have Steph. I think they still give Dallas a big run for their money. Warriors plus 7.5. Lakers go to Sacramento. The Kings having just played today against the Bucks on a back-to-back. Don't mind the Lakers minus 1.5 there against Sacramento. I think LeBron and co, look, they don't leave California until like for another 2 weeks. And this is one of their very few away games, even in that stretch. I don't mind the Lakers in this one. Give me the Lakers minus 1.5. And then Atlanta go to Portland. The Hawks, obviously still in the play-in spot in number 10, minus 3.5 in Portland. The Blazers, look, the arse has just fallen out of that team. The Hawks, you can barely trust them, but we'll back them in this one to win by more than 4 points against a pretty tough Portland team. That is not what I'm going to be betting, though, just FYI, because, jeez, can't trust Atlanta. But there you go. That's it for today. Dunskies once more. We'll be back tomorrow for more in-studio gear. In the meantime, though, make sure you're following NBA Australia on Twitter, Facey, IG, all over the socials. And, of course, please, please, please get around the AFL Today show. That's right. You can find that on your podcast spots everywhere. Also, get around that show and this one, NBA Australia, on YouTube. If you haven't subscribed, by the time I count to 10, I'm going to fight you. One. No, I'm not going to count. But seriously, go subscribe, would you? I'm doing all this sort of YouTubing video-y sort of stuff. We're sort of just piecing it together. We have little bits chopped out very, very soon as well, more and more and more and more. So get around it while you can. Just watch this one if you need to. Give it a peep. Have a look. Give us a comment. Go, oi, Jim, it's good to see you rocking out and going hard in the studio. Thanks, man. Also, AFL Today Show, Cricket Today Podcast, Football Today Podcast, obviously NFL Australia. Rate and review all the shows, would you? On Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, Spotify. Subscribe to all of them on YouTube. Whatever app you use on your Android phone, do that as well. Get around NBAAustralia.com/shop. Get some merch. And big thanks always go to From Oslo for the intro and outro song. Those guys rule. And so do House Hats, Joshua De Laurentiis, Fascinator, Goldmines, Ramshackle Army, iOS, X Jedi, and Green, Green, Green. And Dozers. They're behind all the tunes you hear throughout the show. Smash them all on Bandcamp, Triple J on Earth, Apple Music, Facey, Spotify, whatever you listen to your tunes, follow your bands through, do that. NBA Australia supports Australian bands. So should you. All right, no skit today because it's always weird to be in the office and don't have enough time to do the skits because I'm doing other shit, you know. It's a bit weird. But we'll have a deli review at the end of the week. All right, we'll catch you tomorrow, you dickheads. This is NBA Australia saying look after yourselves, would you? Make sure you subscribe on the YouTubes to this and AFL Today or I'll fight you. And remember, look after yourselves, would you? And later, Hosanna!